Welcome back to Gesundheit with Jacobus, Health Talk Radio. Now, your host, Jacobus Hollewein.
That's correct. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back already to the third hour, and it is amazing. We met up 3 hours ago. We had breakfast, and all of a sudden, we are 2 hours into the show. We have one more hour to go, and it's always when you have more than one professional in the studio, then you, everybody wants to talk, and they have so much to say. Not that they want to talk, but you start talking about topics they like, and all of a sudden the time is flying by. I hope you are enjoying the program today, Gesundheit with Jacobus. I am your host, Jacobus Hollewein. With me in the studio is Dr. Phil Cameron and Melissa Homner. They're both at the Bozeman Wellness Center, which is located behind the Perkins Restaurant on West Main Street. And then behind there is a professional area. There's quite a few professional buildings and therapists over there. And that is 2419 West Main Street, Suite 1. You can go there if you want to go to BozemanWellnessCenter.com. You can also find their information and you can see who they are and the therapies they do and blogs and articles you can read. And then with me from Cheyenne, Wyoming, are Dr. Dan Young, also known as the Country Doctor. And he is at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center.com. And with him is Becca Mayo Harrison. And she drove up with him and she has an amazing story to tell in her life. And how it started at a young age. When she was 9, her mother had horrible Crohn's disease and there was no solution, and she went on her own path of destruction almost with her diet, but came out of it and lost 90 pounds and is healthier than ever. And so people have amazing stories to tell, and it is often the people who go through the experiences, the emotional, physical, mental, spiritual experiences, who usually become the best practitioners, because it cannot be just done from the mind. We cannot just study. Sometimes you realize that people come straight out of high school, they go straight to university, and they say, we're going to be a medical doctor, and then, or I'm going to be a therapist, and they go through the schooling, and so now they have the schooling. They're not doing better because they have the schooling. They will become better because they have the experience, and you find out the humbling stories from the people you're working with, and you share that with your own experience that you have obtained in this life. It is a very strong, powerful combination, and I think that is where the healing is coming from. In the very first hour, we were discussing Western medicine that has a place in our society. There are gifts that Western medicine has brought us. However, the approach to actual long-term healing and building the immune system to make us stronger on our own is not well understood in Western medicine and not very well applied. It is very much Band-Aid work and medication, coming up with the idea that we are somehow lacking medication, we are lacking surgery, we are lacking the therapies that are being proposed. We have to look, what we're discussing over here today on the show is the approach that we are a body, a mind, and a spirit, and we need to work and balance these together. If you're only in the spiritual level, what you consider spiritual, you're not balanced. And if you're only working on your physical body and working out like a maniac, you're emotionally not stable many times. And if you're just working on your own psychology, you may not be able to be successful in other relationships and other things that you're doing to your body. So we simply need to learn how to find a balance, whatever that balance is for us. We're all individuals. We all have our own blueprint, as we mentioned earlier. We just need to find out what works best for us and have the desire to be better in 12 months than we are today. in some aspect or another? Is it reading a book, magazine, getting therapy, just starting to work out, changing your diet? There has to always be the desire to say, I can do a little bit better, or if I need to work on something in who I am as a person and what I express to the outside world and how I feel on the inside. And that is, if I'm...
Oh, can I chime in? Because this is Becca.
Yeah.
Because growth can be painful, right? Or I mean, challenging.
Sure.
But we always should be embracing it.
Yeah.
And it can be overwhelming. But if we aim, because I love how you said that we aim to be better, right? 12 months from now. If every day we aim to be just 1% better, mm-hmm. where are we at a year from now?
Mm-hmm. Just love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
To and break it down for each day.
Yeah.
A little bit each day.
Yeah, that's true. Good. And we're not all able to, and we're not robots, so we cannot just do things simply because we put our mind to it. It will take time and effort and education, and really, it is a team spirit.
It is.
We need to we either work with a partner, or we work with a friend, or we work with a practitioner. We need to find a support system that gets us excited to wake up in the morning and to say, what are we going to do next? And besides that, we have jobs, we have family, we have grandkids, or we have children. We need to, there are certain responsibilities. So I have learned a long time ago that fanaticism doesn't get you anywhere.
That's right.
So it is, you have to find that balance. And no, there is no one set speed for everybody. You just, like you say, Becca, if you try to improve every day a little bit, learn something, read a page or something that inspires you, or something that you need to understand better, just read it and start putting it into practice, or making changes in your diet. These are all key, some of the key principles in the healing modality, right? In the mindset, yeah.
And here's the thing that's amazing to me is that people don't understand how dynamic and powerful that is. Their attitude is, it can't be that easy. It can't be that simple. You mean you want me to hydrate and eat veggies? Mm. And this is going to somehow have a lasting impact on the fact that I have, you know, Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Or allergies? Mm-hmm. Or rheumatoid arthritis? Or fibromyalgia? Mm-hmm. And the reality of it is that all of those things that are named, this is what I'm really trying to beat the drum on with not just lay people, but practitioners. Stop reinforcing in people's minds that rheumatoid arthritis is a disease. It's a symptom of lack of performance, mm-hmm. every single time. Mm-hmm. Allergies, mm-hmm. high blood pressure, kidney failure. You know, we didn't have dialysis centers in this country until modern medicine suggested that taking aspirin every day would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. We have two in Cheyenne, mm-hmm. busy all the time. Mm-hmm. Because when you take from nature the safeguards that were with the white willow bark, and you remove that primary substance, and you feed it to the body over and over and over, it plugs up the filtering tubules. But if you don't give it just the white willow bark by itself, it doesn't do that. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can really truly be just that simple, mm-hmm. and that dynamic, and have that lasting of impact on people's lives. Mm-hmm. But they have to embrace it and do it, and they have to experience it, right? They have to do it for themselves over time.
Yeah.
You know, when does a baby walk? It walks when it's ready, but it doesn't walk at 2 months old. It doesn't walk, sometimes not six, sometimes a year and a half, you know, but the baby walks when it walks, and that's how the body restores.
Well, it is funny that you bring that one up, because as parents, there are plenty of parents who want to see, they can't wait for
see
the
that
child
baby to walk.
So they put them in these walkers, and it's like, they're not ready, you know.
That's just, right.
They'll get up, they roll over, they sit up, they fall over, you know, when they're ready, they have 90 years left to walk, you know, just... Give them the time.
And my doctor told me
Put them in the car and give them the license before they're 1 year old.
Exactly. You know? My doctor says, I have this. And it's like, no, your doctor's wrong. You don't have this. You have an expression of lack of performance. That's what you have. Hmm. And quit beating the drum on, I have allergies. I have asthma. I have rheumatoid arthritis, right? Mm-hmm. Get off of those kicks and start educating people properly, because if they're not standing on the right foundation and understand the mechanics and dynamics that they can take control and get back healthy again, they're never going to get there. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to go to their friends and family and say, oh, another thing that didn't work, right? That's because they're not properly positioned. Yeah. They're not being properly positioned to have it be the response they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just my humble opinion.
Very good. Well, we'll leave it right there. Melissa. We were talking at the end of the last half hour about you working with people, individuals, and then you work with Dr. Phil Cameron at Bozeman Wellness Center, and he is able with his be a diplomate in applied kinesiology to help you to perhaps let the body express where the possible causes, the deficiency, the excess. And then you have this information, then how does it work then? So now all three of you have insight in what's going on with the all three of you, I mean also the individual who's working with you. Then how do you approach that from there on out as a health coach?
I love that you said all three of us, because the client is the most important piece of this equation. Mm-hmm. And their level of knowledge and understanding is so important.
Yeah.
So after they've been able to go through an NET treatment with Dr. Cameron, during that treatment, they're able to clear that emotion. And it may, you know, these things, especially if they've happened years and years ago, we've got layers of protection around that incident or those emotions or that anger. And we have all these reasons why we want to keep it. You know, usually it's a defense mechanism. But as we work together to really let facilitate the body being able to let that go, when the client comes back to me, we just continue on the same path. Mm-hmm. You know, keep working with the body, what they need next, you know, first, second, third, we just keep doing the same thing. And often those layers are going to need to be peeled back again until we get to the real bottom base issue. So yeah, it's really powerful.
Yeah,
the collaboration to be able to work with me, to walk beside them as they process this stuff and come through on the other side.
So I've talked to people who are a health advocate. Mm-hmm. That's different than a health coach, is that right?
Correct.
I mean, a health advocate kind of helps you to navigate you through the system.
Exactly.
Help you get in touch with certain doctors and what does it explain,
sure.
It isn't that. Mm-hmm. A health coach is really somebody who you can talk to on a regular basis and
exactly.
and who is guiding you as a coach to warn you for possible problems that may occur as you go on your health journey, or will encourage you when you feel down and give you tips, right? That is what a health coach is doing.
Yeah, and using the information that we gather in our sessions, that's all part of the healing path for these people.
You bet.
And it's part of the care path.
Mm-hmm.
So using the information, especially like lab work, we can see, you know, different things like, you know, low vitamin D or, you know, different deficiencies in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Using the symptoms, you know, something very simple. Do they need more magnesium? You know, just very simple things like that.
Yeah.
And working through, but a lot of it is lifestyle choices. What are we going to do with why you got here and how you got here? How are we going to change those patterns?
Right. Now, I would understand that if somebody comes and works with you, they will be completely open to your suggestions, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't come to you.
Exactly.
Right?
We make that assumption, yes.
Thank you.
And if not, you grab that muscle and you tie it behind the back and lift it up a little higher.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, settle that muscle once and for all.
But I really like them to understand why we're doing what we're doing. That's a huge part of education for the client going forward, simply because if they just, like, I have people that come in with bags of pills that they've taken for 20 years, they have no idea what they're for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to me,
goes the same for vitamins.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. I talked to people, said, bring your bag, bring your box, bring the bottle. Don't put it on a piece of paper. I need to see what you're taking.
Exactly.
And how many and why. And half the time they can't explain why they're taking
it. Mm-hmm. So we go through that. Education is huge. I want them to know why they're doing every single thing, so that when they walk forward and they're finished working with me, we've finished a program, they're where they want to be, then they know why they did everything. So if something comes back up, something resurfaces, they know what to do about it. And they're not lost. They're not left without the knowledge that they need to address that in the future.
Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting. You want to share some client stories, Dr. Phil?
Well, I'd be happy to.
Well, you—that's what you wrote down.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I'm kind of a dummy without anybody giving me any hints. So you got to sharing client stories. Uh-huh.
Well, it's always hard, you know, without context, or you know, sometimes it's easier when you know you want to know something about you know a specific you know problem or condition that has been treated before. I always tell people I don't treat problems or conditions; I treat people. And mm-hmm. I treat people that are experiencing those symptoms. So with the applied kinesiology, I was speaking earlier about how I use a system of a hierarchy where I understand neurologically and physiologically where I need to go first, next, and last with a patient. And that, you know, really, I guess in terms of talking about, you know, situations, people come in again with all different stories, but they're still a person. They still have basic physiology. They still have basic, you know, neurological function and structure that needs to be addressed. And oftentimes as we, you know, start to unwind people, we need to look at, okay, is the nervous system communicating appropriately? A lot of times it won't be because of, you know, past traumas, past injuries, and we need to do some neurological reflexive work to correct that. You know, oftentimes people are very inflamed walking in the door. They got pain, you got inflammation, you got, you know, bowel disease, you got inflammation. You got to get the inflammation down first if you want to get them healthy. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes that's coming from allergies. You know, I kind of built a practice around allergies when I first moved to Bozeman 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, I got to go see Dr. Phil and figure out what you're allergic to. Well, there's a reason why you have to figure out what you're allergic to, because if you keep putting the irritant into your body, you're never going to be able to not be toxic. Yeah. And histamine is a neurotransmitter that affects your brain chemistry. It's a stimulant to your adrenal glands. So now you're affecting your hormones and you're affecting this sympathetic nervous system constantly being in a fight or flight problem. You're affecting your bowels because you're creating an irritable bowel situation because your body wants to get rid of that toxin. So it's just going to run right through you. Mm-hmm. And if we don't address that, you know, then people, you know, just never get well. And we have to look at the immune system, and we have to look at the hormonal system. We have to look at how their body's absorbing and utilizing those digestions, how they're through their digestion, how they're getting rid of those toxins. And then what's also going on with their structure, because your movement, every time you move, you know, you're actually stimulating your nervous system. We talked earlier about how Becca, you know, would just go out and walk. Walking is one of the key essentials to being healthy.
Yeah.
If we don't walk, you know, that's what our bodies are designed to do in a cross crawl pattern. Mm-hmm. And if we don't walk, we're not stimulating our brains. And if you look at what's happening in our society, we're a very, very sedentary society now. You know, everything that is coming out on the market is trying to decrease the amount of, you know, work that we're doing. I mean, you look at a new car, it's got a backup camera on it. Nobody has to do a spinal twist and turn around anymore to see what's behind them. All they got to do is look forward at the, you know, at the camera. And it's such a deficiency of movement that's happening in our society that, you know, of course people are hurting, because actually movement blocks pain. So the more you move, the better you feel.
Yep.
And that's a neurological phenomenon.
So we're eating worse and worse, and then we're moving less and less.
Well, that's interesting, because more and more people are part of a gym, and they go to fitness.
Right.
But I think the issue comes up.
Fitness doesn't help.
No, fitness is not the key. It's helpful. It's part of the path, right? Part
Absolutely,
of the process.
Yeah.
But if you don't eat healthy and replenish what you've just been using, then you're only wearing out your body, and then you start having inflammation also.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you, like you say, we have more food, but we have less nutrition.
Yeah.
Right? We have less nutrition. And if you, Dennis, God, what's going on with this music? It's again a break. Last break. Can't believe it. We talk too much. We need to be more quiet and listen to the clock ticking or something. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of this half hour. And then when we continue, we'll wrap it up for today. But we have all these excesses. We have more possibilities, and we have less. We have more knowledge available at our fingertips, and we seem more uneducated in things that really matter, right? We know a lot about trivia, and those are things that I observe, and I just sometimes I wonder. wonder, what is the issue here? What are we becoming? Maybe we're more lazy. That's maybe what it is. All right, we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. Gesundheit with Jacobus. We'll be right back.